Welcome to Confidence on the Go, the podcast about accelerating your personal momentum in life by inspiring you to believe and achieve. Whether you have fitness goals, business goals, or personal dreams, this is your source for success. Here is your host and your coach, author and personal trainer, Trish Blackwell.
Hey guys, this is Trish Blackwell. Welcome to the Confidence Podcast. We are on episode 25. We are a quarter of the way to 100, which is pretty exciting. Today we're talking about being decisive, the power of decisiveness. And but before I do that, I want to start with a special announcement. I am very proud and excited to announce that the start of my private podcast is starting this coming week. So as you know, if you are a loyal listener, you get these episodes every Tuesday. Well, if you find yourself loving these, listening them to them more than once and wanting more, the private podcast is what is going to be right up your alley, what you need. It's taking your self-development and your growth and your investment in yourself just a little bit deeper. And there's shows that you're going to get only on Thursdays. Every Thursday you're going to get them. They are not going to be available to public, and it is really exciting. I'm pouring a lot of time and energy and research into developing them so that they're topical and progressive, and it's just an amazing program to work yourself through. Week one and whole first month is going to be themed off of a series called Get Unstuck, Getting Unstuck. So if you want to take part of that, you can go to trishblackwell.com/register and you'll get all the information you need. Again, that's trishblackwell.com/register and you will get all the info you need. You can get going from there and get your first episode this coming Thursday. Back to a business. Big welcome to all new listeners. I love growing and expanding this community. So thank you for everyone who has recommended the show, shared the show, or just maybe you're listening in the car with a friend while you're on a road trip and you're making your friend listen and get inspired. So wherever you are, I hope that you're having a fantastic day. I'm having an awesome day. I have to tell you, and if you're on my email list, you'll know this story already, but it's too good of a story not to share. I went to Walmart this morning and was doing, just regular grocery shopping and sort of rushing, getting a lot in, and found myself back at home unpacking my groceries. I'd already had time to start cooking some eggs, made my cup of coffee, was putting away my produce. I get a call from a third party, a property manager whose phone number I happen to have in my wallet. And she called me and I said, "Oh my gosh, what's up?" "Well, someone at Walmart was looking for me." And it turns out this woman at Walmart, Bailey, had found my wallet laying in the middle of the parking lot in Walmart. And did the right thing, decided to do the right thing, and then scoured through my wallet trying to find a phone number of some sorts so she could contact me. And the only phone number was this property manager who I happened to have I really don't even have a relationship with, who then called and she happened to have my number. So it was a tremendous amount of effort for this person to really do the Good Samaritan right thing to do. And of course I rushed back. I gave her just a huge hug, thanked her profusely and just said, "What can I do?" And she said, "Just be blessed." And it was such an amazing reminder of the power of small random acts of kindness. I mean, this blew me away. And it also, a little food for thought, maybe it might be a good idea to put my phone number in my wallet. That way the next time I drop it or lose it, someone knows how to contact me directly if it is someone who has good intentions. But thinking about this woman, her name was Bailey, actually. Thinking about Bailey and the generosity and that it took, that she probably gave up a good half hour of her day to make sure that my wallet got back safely in my hands. What that does is it shows to me the power of small, how each and every small thing that we do, every kind word, every kind action, every generous and unnoted thing that we do does have an impact, whether we see it or not. You have no idea how far the things that you're doing are rippling into the world around you. The ripple effect can go on forever. It's truly amazing. And we are harming ourselves and limiting ourselves by limiting our perception of how much of an impact we actually have. And so one thing I want to talk about today is the impact that you have is also found in the power of decision. I think one of the things that holds a lot of people back in life, and a lot of people that I work with and coach with as well, past and present clients of mine, struggle with being decisive. We want to do so much, but we never quite find what it is we want to do and what we think we're meant to do. So we're a little bit indecisive and we don't know when to start, and we second guess ourselves and over and over and over, and it goes on and on and on and on. And all of a sudden the degree that was only supposed to take 2 years takes 6 years. And the book that you were writing that was supposed to take 2 years has taken 20. Our indecisions and indecisiveness, it's like we're shooting ourselves in the foot every time we just dwell on it and think about it. Because what we're doing is we're not thinking about the great potential that we have once we move forward and take that first step. No, instead, our minds are focusing on all the terrible things that might happen if something goes awry, if we don't have the finances to follow through, if we go into real estate and it doesn't pan out the way we want to, if all these ifs dominate our thought process and then leave us paralyzed and stagnant and stationary. And in turn, we find ourselves months down the road not having done anything or having anything to show for, except for a lot of big talk. And something that I'm particularly passionate about is action versus talk. I've worked with and actually have been someone in my past that I was a lot of talk at one point. And I got to the point where I got sick of my own talk. And I realized by watching others who just had a big talk but no game, no follow through, how difficult it was to watch, how disappointing it was to watch that person that promises to show up every time you invite them to dinner and they never come. That person that promises to go out of their way or to do something, or you know that you, we all have those people who they say they're going to show up and you'll fall off your chair if they actually do. You know that their word carries no weight because they haven't decided to be somebody who follows through and lets their word carry weight. They've let a lot of other decisions dominate and they've overcommitted, so they have all these decisions and indecisiveness of where to go, where to commit their time. And so the power of decision is actually quite freeing. And I was talking with my friend Morgan about this, and she recently has made some really amazing breakthrough decisions for herself. And she and I were talking, and she just said, "Hey Trish, it's so crazy, the power of just wiping your hands, pushing everything off the table, clearing the table, and literally putting your dreams on it, taking sheets of paper and going, okay, this is the end goal. Why have we talked about this for so long and not just signed up and taken action? This is this goal. Why not? Why not now? Why do I keep putting that off?" And she said what was so cool after a couple hour conversation with her partner was going over and deciding and realizing that the only thing holding them back was indecisiveness. And that decision, indecision, comes great freedom. It comes great freedom to step forward and be courageous, to get great freedom, gives you permission to go pursue your goal. And then it's that freedom to realize that the only reason you're not there is because you're letting your own fears and indecisiveness kind of build a barrier and a wall. So all of a sudden you've realized by being indecisive, you've become a person who doesn't do what you say you're going to do. And I'll tell you one thing that motivates me more than anything is knowing that I want my words to carry weight. I want my yes to be yes and my no to be no. And I want, when I say I'm going to do something, to follow through. And it's a lot easier, I think, sometimes to do for other people than to do for ourselves. And so as you're thinking about this and the power of decision in your life, I also want you to take it internally and not just externally. When you're reflecting back on yourself, if you've decided that a number on a scale does not define your worth, are you actually deciding and believing that? Or do you find yourself struggling with a number and an identity and being indecisive about which side of the fence are you going to sit on? Are you going to sit on freedom, or are you going to sit on feeling restrained? Are you going to sit on it defining you, or is it not going to define you? You can't play both sides of the field here. If you decide you're going to live and believe something, you need to live and believe it. If you also decide to pursue a weight loss goal and then you stop on the weekends, then you haven't really decided to pursue that goal. You either decide to do things or you don't. And if you don't, you're indecisive. And you're playing on multiple teams and you're playing for multiple goals. And then you wonder why you never get to the goals, because you're trying to accomplish too many goals at one time. And more than that, your goals are contradictory. So of course, how are you going to get where you need to go? Well, I mean, the answer is that you won't. And so I want you to think about this week. What impact has the indecisiveness had on your life? What has that affected you? How has being indecisive limited you? And how could being decisive and making decisions and trusting yourself to make decisions take your life to the next level, be your launch pad for success? And, you know, we talk about a lot about the rules of success, the laws of success, or the pillars of success. And the first one is taking ownership of your life and where you are. Second one is putting in effort. The third one is consistency. Are you truly following through and being consistent in the small daily habits? And then the fourth one is self-efficacy. And I think when we struggle with the power of decision, I think it's a fear of, it's a lack of confidence, and it's a lack of confidence in our own self-efficacy. Self-efficacy being our ability to adapt and grow and learn and to have courage to take on whatever it is that comes our way. It's that adaptability clause. It's that belief that right now we don't know how to do what we need to do, but we do believe in our ability to learn and our adaptability and our capability and in our potential and in our capacity. And we know that when we get to that point, we're going to figure it out. But I think sometimes we don't make decisions because we don't actually believe in our own self-efficacy or in our ability to follow through. And so to start learning to believe that, you have two options and they both work. So go whichever way that you feel most comfortable and ready to start right now. Don't think about it. That's the problem. We overthink things. We overcomplicate life. Life is truly simple when you break it down. Don't think. Do whichever these two routes best suits you naturally and instinctively. The first one, after I share them with you, the first one you say, that's the one I'm going to do. You got two routes. Route number one is to do more things that you follow through. So to be able to believe in yourself and your own self-efficacy and your own belief to follow through, you need to first believe that you can follow through. And that starts in the small things. That starts with saying that you're going to go for a walk tonight after dinner and doing it even if you don't feel like it. You follow through on what you say you're going to do. Maybe it's waking up in the morning and going for a run. Maybe it's just stretching. It's really great to have something tangible and physical because it's a discipline, but also a commitment and an investment in yourself. It could be anything really, but pick something that's small that you can learn to start following through on. And as you build and grow in your own confidence that you can follow through, then it becomes so much easier to make that part of your character. You have to first prove to yourself that that is part of your character. So that's option number one. Option number two is to just make a decision today to clear the books, to start and do it. No thinking, just doing. You know what you've been racking over in your mind to make decisions about recently, whatever it is. It's a million things. It could be relational. It could be with your business, starting your own business, writing your book, building a project, conquering the world, going in for an adventure, making it a huge investment, maybe investing in your own savings, whatever big decision that you haven't done yet that you know you need to do, that you're going back and forth on. Maybe it's something spiritual. Stop putting it off. It's not going to go away. If you keep wavering back and forth, the wavering and the wallowing between the two sides of the coin are just going to get bigger and bigger, and the distance between those greater and greater, and the confusion in your mind as to what is the right way to go even more difficult. So the second route is believe that you're going to have that follow through and just do it. It's a little bit riskier. Just do it. Just start something. Start it. You don't have to know where you're going. You have to know that you're going to be capable enough to keep going once you start. And that you know that in life, when you're ready to be a student, their teachers will show up. All of a sudden, you're going to realize how many resources you have at your disposal, how many things and how many things, places, people, and resources you have to learn from that are absolutely directly relevant and related to what you actually need to learn. It's amazing. The world is at our fingertips, especially the fact that we walk around in this world with these major smartphones, tiny, tiny computers that can look up absolutely everything. Everything and anything. There is no reason you aren't able to learn what you need to learn to move forward towards that goal that is burning deep within your heart. There's absolutely no reason. And I'll tell you what, once you make a decision to do something, it's freedom. It really is freedom. Brandon and I recently made a decision, and we're very excited about it, to do Flute Dog, the Red Bull Flute Dog. And I'm probably butchering the word. It's German, and that's one of the languages that I don't speak. If it was in French, I would do a much better rendition of it. But my point is this came about because he and I were sitting in the kitchen, and the Red Bull Flute Dog came to DC recently, and we really wanted to go. The downside is that the seats were sold out, and I had actually limited myself. I said to him, you know, going to see the Red Bull Flute Dog would be one of my definite bucket list adventures. I would love to see that. And if you're not familiar with what it is, it's man-made flying machines it's a giant contest with thousands of spectators and a couple crazies who spend months and, you know, assumably building these major flying machines that go off of 30-foot ramp that is provided by Red Bull into the water. And the contest is judged based on a couple of the criteria. It's creativity, it's the drama, how is the actual presentation of your flight, and it's the actual flying distance of this man-made flying machine. There are all sorts of rules and limitations. The flying machine can only be 450 pounds, including the pilot. One person has to be flying it. There are five people on the team, four pushing it and one flying it. And Brandon said, he goes, oh man, I'd love to do that. I went, what do you mean? Like, do it? And he's like, yeah, do it. And so we went from seeing an advertisement on the internet about going to watch a couple crazies do it to become actually committed to doing it ourselves. And we're really excited that we are going to be doing that in 2014. And it's even scary for me to say that, you know, to you guys, I'm telling thousands and thousands of people right now that that's what I'm going to be doing in 2014. But what's not scary is that Brandon and I already decided it. There's no if or we might or we hope to. There's certainly an application process, and Red Bull could tell us no, and that would limit us. That would definitely severely limit these plans. But the point is we've decided to do it, and it's so exciting now. It's so exciting. It's nothing. There's no doubt. There's no, oh, I hope that we can find people to follow through on this with us. We're doing it. We're doing one way or the other. We're going to do it. And that's the power of decision. And we didn't belabor over it. We talked about it for 30 minutes, realized it was a dream of both of ours. We realized that we actually were capable, and we have friends that would be excited to do it with us, and mechanically inclined friends at that, because we certainly aren't. And what an amazing story it would be. And so we've made decisions to live a life worth telling a story about. And as you make decisions, and as you practice more and more every day, making decisions and making them with strength of decisiveness, that those decisions are going to carry you and give you courage to make even bigger decisions. And those decisions are going to come easier and easier. And soon enough, you're going to find yourself this in this leadership role, because leaders are deciders. Deciders have this natural ability to trust and assess and know how to move forward. And before you know it, I think you're going to have a bigger impact on others than you ever thought possible. I have a few quotations I want to share with you to empower you to start making more decisions in life. First and foremost, the first one is from Napoleon Hill, and he said that the way to develop decisiveness is to start right where you are with the very next question you face. And I'm going to make this easy on you and give you a question to face. What do you need to make a decision on that you've been putting off for way too long? way too long? What is it that you're avoiding in life? And why do you think that hiding from the decision is actually going to make that decision any easier? The more you put off a decision, the more difficult it is to make it and to really work and process through it. We end up procrastinating so long that we never actually end up deciding anything. And we end up letting life or circumstances or the inevitable make a decision for us. And that is no way to live. That's the way to live that is just living to get by and surviving. It's not thriving, and it certainly isn't living abundantly. The other quote I want to share with you is from Brian Tracy. He says, decisiveness is a characteristic of high-performing men and women. And this is what I love. This is why I'm sharing this quote with you. Almost any decision is better than no decision at all. And so I'm asking you today to think about your life, your fitness, your health, your well-being, your spirituality, your finances, your impact in the world around you, both immediate in your immediate community and in your extended community. And what decisions do you need to make? A decision is better than no decision at all. And I really think it's true. I think most people just aren't comfortable making decisions. And I think it goes back to confidence. It's a confidence thing. We fear that we're not going to be making the right decisions so terribly. And we lose our ability to have this belief in ourselves, on our own self-efficacy, that we end up being paralyzed in fear and not moving forward. We don't really believe that we can adapt or that we are making good decisions. So we don't do anything at all. And that's the worst thing to do. And you end up at that rate, in that character, in those habits and behaviors, you end up being just like everyone else who ends up talking lots of talk and not doing anything about it. And I'm telling you what, I'm convinced I want to live life to the max. And that means following through on what I say I'm going to do. If my husband and I say together that we want to surf and snowboard the world, I really want to do it. And I'm going to find ways to do it and follow through on that. Because that's a life worth telling a story about, where I've been and what I've done and the adventures I've had. I'm not going to just talk big talk. I'm going to follow through. And I know that if I can do that, you can do that too. And I'm using a really easy, tangible example that's fun about adventure. But I also want you to think about and question today, what have you decided about yourself? Have you decided that you have great potential? Have you decided to actually stop criticizing yourself and realize how much great, great worth you have within you, how much potential, how much passion, how many great strengths that you have that you just don't recognize or acknowledge because you just assume that everyone has that? I see it all happen all the time. People with great, great talents that need to be shared, they sort of just write them off because they think it's just normal. Well, it's not. I can't sing to save my life. And you might think that your voice is just naturally that beautiful, that everybody has that beautiful voice. I don't. And I'm jealous of yours. So sing. Whatever song, and I'm using that figuratively now, whatever song has been put into your heart and life, sing it. Stop assuming that everybody has the same song. So what's the difference if you sing yours? Decide to sing the song that you've been given, because you've been given it for a reason. And it's a beautiful song. And I don't know how that's personified and played out in your particular story, but I know that you have a song within you. I know that you have a skill, a passion, a desire, a dream, a purpose. But you have to decide that your song, so to speak, is different than anybody else's. Because if you don't decide that, if you don't decide to believe that, then you're not really even deciding to make an impact in the world. You're just existing and then not existing. I mean, honestly, the end of your life is an inevitable thing, and we don't know when it's going to happen. Wouldn't it be amazing to seize the day and decide to do something with your life, to do something with your legacy, to do something with this time and this existence that you have in this world, this opportunity that you've been given? Make that decision today. Make the decision to believe in yourself. Make the decision to believe that the number on a scale does not define you, that the color of your skin does not define you, that the number on your paycheck does not define you. It does not limit you. You can do anything that you set your mind to. anything. You absolutely can. Decide that you believe that, and then you will see the world unfold to you in a way that you never thought possible. Decisiveness truly, truly is the breeding ground of freedom. Decide what you're going to do and then just go do it. It's awesomely freeing. And I would love for your feedback to hear the decisions that you're making. Please, we are a community. Share with me all these decisions you're making. Make sure you share on my Facebook page. It's Trish Black. Facebook.com/TrishBlackwellFitness. Pretty sure that if you share, other people are going to share, and we can encourage and just applaud each other along the way. And that led me to something I wanted to share with you. I am going to be doing a listener of the episode. I'm really excited about this. So listener of the episode, and the way to apply to be a listener of the episode is to make sure you message me on Facebook and tell me something that you've done as a result of listening to my show that you've taken action on your life. And without further ado, I am going to introduce the listener of the episode. And it's amazing what one person can do and the impact they're going to have when they make a decision. Make one decision. That's the hardest thing about the whole process, making the decision to listen to the song that literally, in this person's case, is within their heart. So congratulations to Lindsay Ann Bromley Bennion, who is just an awesome new listener. And she shared a song with me. I'm going to play you guys a quick little clip. She is a homespun singer-songwriter and raising, according to her, a vibrant little boy. So she is just, she's us. She's out there pursuing her dreams, singing what her heart is telling her to do. And she contacted me, told me she was writing this song as a result of one of the Confidence podcast episodes. And so I wanted to share with you guys just how beautiful it is. Here we go.
And I've stopped running away, maybe. What's broken? Maybe the lies that I fight right now will bring me the strength that I need somehow. It's true.
Wow, I just think that's so beautiful. What a beautiful song. And a great name, Wildfire. It's called Wildfire by Lindsay Bennion. So again, congratulations, Lindsay. We all can learn something from you of how much can happen from simply stepping your foot out there and doing what you feel like you're called to do. It's one thing to have a goal and to make a decision to do it. It's another thing to have a goal and then make a decision to tell someone else that you're doing it. Telling someone is once you've made it something, kind of branch that fork in your road. You've made some powerful decision in your life. You need to share that decision with someone else to keep yourself accountable so that you do follow through. And if you guys want to follow Lindsay and her journey, her Facebook page is facebook.com/LABB Music. Again, that's facebook.com/LABB Music. And it's Lindsay Ann Bromley Bennion, Bennion. And if you are interested in being the listener of the episode, and if you want to share something that you've taken a giant step or a giant leap, please just let me know. Send me a Facebook message. My Facebook is facebook.com/TrishBlackwellFitness. I will let you know, I think a lot of people are getting confused and trying to go to my personal Facebook page. I don't use that anymore. And so if you're going to Trish Blackwell sign in, that's the wrong page and I'm probably not going to respond. I only keep in touch with family on that page. So hit me up on my fan page and send me a message and let me know why you should be considered a listener of the episode, and tell me something that's exciting and just decisive and empowering that you've done that will encourage others and inspire others to do something similar in their own right. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's show. Again, for those of you who are joining my private podcast, I'm going to see you on Thursday. That starts this Thursday. And if you don't want to miss out on that, just make sure you quickly register at trishblackwell.com/register. It's going to be awesome. So for those of you I see Thursday, or you hear Thursday, I will hear and chat with you then. Have a great day. It's becoming a pretty crazy day here in the DC area with the government shut down. There's a lot of government workers, and there's a lot of things about life that are uncertain. And the thing I want to leave you with is we don't have control over a lot of things that we think we do in life. And so what I urge you to do is to take control over what you do have. I mean, that's the powerful thing about making decisions. Take control over what you do have control over. And on a daily basis, that is being the very best version of you possible. Leaving a legacy, something we talk about a lot, leaving a legacy doesn't happen by making one decision. It happens by making a daily decision day in and day out and stepping through that and deciding every day to move forward on your goal. That is what you can control. You can't control what's around you. We don't know what's going on with government right now. There's so many different things. And it's such a great reminder to keep life in perspective. Life is short. Life is not always predictable, but there are a few things that you can make decisions about that involve you, that make a big and very significant outcome on how your life and your happiness ends up being. I really believe that you can double your happiness by not changing any circumstances of life, but simply changing your thinking. So make the decision to do that today. Have a great, great day, and go be decisive.
Thanks for listening to Confidence on the Go. Love the show? Let us know by leaving a review on iTunes. Now, go get out there and love the skin you're in.